I don't know about you, but this Good Friday service has always made me uncomfortable. It's weird how the beginning is not what we're used to. Laying down prostrate is humbling. You start the Mass without the sign of the cross. You just kind of go straight into the prayer. The altar is hard to look at. It makes me uncomfortable that there's nothing on it. The tabernacle, open, there's nothing in there. It's uncomfortable. The reason that it's uncomfortable is that this is presenting us with a very difficult decision. That today we are commemorating the crucifixion of the Son of God. And the reason that it's uncomfortable is that because as humans we have free will, we have this decision within us on how we are going to accept it. It is uncomfortable. How are we going to accept it? Can we say, yes, I understand that his crucifixion was for me? Or can we say, no, I don't deserve that? I love that in Scripture, they usually give us a juxtaposition of two different characters to see how they receive certain things. And I'm going to give you three different examples. The first is very easy. The good thief and the bad thief. Both men sinned. Both men were crucified next to Jesus. Presumably, they didn't know him beforehand. Both of them received the same amount of grace by being right next to him. One accepted it. The other one didn't. Another example is the difference between Peter and Judas. Both of them sinned. One repented, the other one didn't. The crucifixion of Jesus was open to both of them. Judas could have repented in the same way that Peter did. There could be a Saint Judas right now. But based on his free will, he was presented with this option. How are you going to receive this? The last example that I'm going to give you is from one of my favorite books, Les Miserables. It was written in the 1860s by Victor Hugo, who also wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's throughout the French Revolution. And the premise of the story, it was written into a book, made into a play, most recently into a movie. The premise is that there was a guy named Jean Valjean who was imprisoned for stealing a loaf of bread for his starving family. My students probably know this example because I use it all the time in class. His family was starving, he stole a loaf of bread, and he was imprisoned for a long time, and even longer because he tried escaping. After he finally got out of prison, a priest, actually a bishop, showed him some great mercy, and he completely changed his life. Now, there's a juxtaposition between him and another character in the movie named Javert. Javert was kind of the policeman. He was always hunting down Jean Valjean. And in a similar way, he himself had sinned by being an unjust policeman. But at the climax of the story, he is pardoned of his sins. And the rest of the movie is whether or not Javert can accept that. And without spoiling anything, Jean Valjean turns around his life and becomes a very virtuous man, while Javert cannot accept it. We have Jean Valjean, we have the good thief, we have Peter. All these men, all these six men that I presented to you have all sinned. All of them have been presented with mercy in the same way. Three of them were able to accept it, three of them were not able to accept it. So when we come to this service, this is not a mass, when we come to this service and we feel this uncomfortability within us, it's because we are presented with that same dilemma. How are we going to accept this? The beautiful thing is we know how this ends, and yet we still have that conflict within us. Even though we know that the story doesn't end here at the crucifixion, there is still that conflict within us. It shows the turmoil of the free will within us. Because this is hard. So today, just because it's uncomfortable doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Sit in that for a while. Ask yourself, what is it within me that is causing this conflict? What is it that's within me that's preventing me from being able to accept this great mercy in which God is trying to give me? He's trying to give it to us And the only reason we don't receive it is because of ourselves. So take the time today and into tomorrow, before we go to the Easter Mass, Easter Vigil Mass, and to see what it is. How can we prepare ourselves? What's preventing us? Because I guarantee you, if we do take that time, that Easter will make all the more sense. Easter will be way more beautiful, and we'll be able to receive his resurrection better and the grace of what he did for us on this cross.